This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has announced his nominee to serve as the new Secretary of Homeland Security. In a White House ceremony moments ago, the president tapped former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik to succeed outgoing Secretary Tom Ridge.
Bernard Kerik has devoted his life to protecting his fellow citizens, and his example has led many others to take up that calling. He loves his country. He has gained the trust and admiration of millions. I call on the Senate to promptly confirm his nomination as the Secretary of Homeland Security.
President Bush. Bernard Kerik was the top police official in New York during the September 11th attacks and was a strong supporter of President Bush in the presidential campaign this year. Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC has followed Kerik's career, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bernard Kerik is a former police officer, a former head of the New York City Department of Correction, and then became police commissioner in 2000. How did he get there?
He really came from an unusual background for a Bush cabinet secretary. He was born, his mother was a prostitute. He was raised by his father. And you get the sense from his book that he had a reputation as a neighborhood bully as a child and that he might have gone the other way, but he became a cop and began in 1993 as a volunteer for Mayor Giuliani. He wasn't mayor then, but he worked on his campaign. And once Mayor Giuliani won, he appointed Kerik to a series of positions in the New York City Department of Correction. And in 2000, he became the police commissioner. He was there only a short time before 9/11, and the nation really saw him shed tears for his fallen officers.
And what kind of a police commissioner was he?
He was there such a short time, it's hard to know exactly what his full tenure would have been like. He was known for reaching out to communities. He had taken over after a series of high-profile racial shootings had really soured relations between the police and the community. But he has a real street cop sensibility. He used to go out and make his own arrests. As correction commissioner, he was a little more controversial. On the one hand, he brought violence way down. He used to do things like go and visit jails in the middle of the night and had a real hands-on approach. But there were correction officers who complained that he ruled by fear. He quite freely admitted that anybody that wasn't loyal to his agenda would be whacked, as he described it. That means fired or asked to leave.
And he left the position as police commissioner when, and what's he been doing since then?
He left after Mayor Bloomberg took over in 2002. He's been working for Giuliani Partners, but probably more importantly for this position, he went to Iraq to train the police force and came back and was a tireless campaigner for the president, but also, more importantly, against John Kerry.
Any thoughts on what he might be as Homeland Security Secretary?
Well, first and foremost, extremely loyal. He's been extremely loyal to Giuliani all this time, and I expect him to be that way on the Bush agenda. He does have some experience with fighting terrorism, of course, and as immigration, but beyond that, there aren't that many clues to his career. We'll see.
Thanks very much, reporter Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC in New York.